I met with public representatives from Donegal, including Oireachtas members, Regional Health Forum members, about 3 weeks ago. And at that meeting, I outlined for them the position that we had prepared for proposal. The proposal contained a proposed site in Sligo. I did undertake at that meeting that I would include with that proposal, when it was being sent to the department, a letter which highlighted very clearly the surgical needs in Letterkenny University Hospital and the broader infrastructural requirements for the hospital as well. That was the commitment that I gave them at that meeting. And I subsequently met with them again yesterday, and we've had further discussions.
So when Minister McConnell Logue said that you had committed to review the decision, he wasn't speaking accurately in relation to that.
So Minister McConnell is well capable of speaking for himself. I can only just be very clear about the commitment that I gave at the meeting, and that I repeated again yesterday, and the actions that I've taken since.
Who then, whose decision was it that Sligo would be the best location? Was it yours personally? Who was advocating Sligo as the solution to meeting the commitments of government in the programme for government? Was it the government? Was it yourself? Was it somebody else?
Again, it's important to understand the this in a context. And apologies now, Greg, if this seems like a long answer to what should be a short question.
It's fine.
But first of all, we've been looking at the elective surgical requirements of the whole region, and we've been looking at them in a number of ways. So we're planning the development of an elective hospital, which will be based in Galway, but serving the needs of the whole region, and indeed for people outside of the region as well. And that planning is at an advanced stage. It's progressing reasonably well. We also were developing a surgical hub, which is located in Galway, and that's halfway to being built at this stage and has progressed well. But in that process, we were also very aware, I suppose, or we became very aware of the importance of elective surgery in our Model 3 hospital sites in order to be able to protect emergency surgery on those sites. And so we took some decisions that were specifically designed to continue to support that surgical activity. Letterkenny is a Model 3 site. Sligo's a Model 3 site, Mayo and Portchunk are both Model 3 sites. But the importance of elective and therefore emergency surgical activity on those sites became really important in that process. So we've taken steps to try and ensure that's reflected in the decisions we've taken. I'm aware for the longest time about the need for us to support our Model 3 hospitals, and and particularly Letterkenny, because of the location and because of the population that it's serving. So there is no lack of awareness on my part about that requirement. I would also say that many of the decisions that we have taken, many of them, have been geared towards supporting delivery of surgical care, including very recent decisions about approval for additional consultants and so on to deliver the care there. I think fundamentally, we have to look at our hospitals in the context of the services they are delivering. Letterkenny University Hospital is a satellite cancer centre. It is providing services that other hospitals aren't, and that's important that we continue to support that. It's in my opinion, and it's just my opinion, that the best way for us to do that is to develop surgical services on the site through the Ambulatory Cancer Centre, to develop the additional beds that are required, and to develop minor injuries.
Just on that, and I know you want to go on, give me your best, most realistic timeline for the delivery of an ambulatory centre.
So if I was being honest with you, I couldn't give you a timeline either for the delivery of the ambulatory centre or indeed the surgical hub in Sligo, Greg. All of that is down to decision-making at the department.
Okay, so let's park the surgical hub then. Give me your best estimate, considering now at this point it is not much more than an idea. Realistically, when might we expect an ambulatory centre in Letterkenny?
Well, if we take the surgical hub, first of all, a proposal has been prepared and we've discussed the proposal. That will go to the department, and I've absolutely no doubt the department will want to tease that through in every single aspect with us and to discuss all of the decision-making around that proposal to ensure that whatever we arrive at is the correct location, correct format, correct setup, correct solution for the Northwest. So that's where the surgical hub is at. That, for me, is a number of steps back from a decision about funding and then progression on to 10
years. So we could be talking 7 to 10 years.
Well, I don't even want to put an estimate on.